They're paying a lot of attention to the Detroit Auto Show this year because of the bailout and because of the new green cars that are being displayed. Julie Halpert's been covering the auto show. Julie, there's a lot of talk about the domestic automakers bringing on board hybrids and plug-in hybrids in the near future, but it appears that the Japanese automakers are coming out ahead.
What's interesting is the Japanese automakers feel it's more important in the near term to focus on regular hybrids. For example, Honda is coming out with a new version of its Insight that is comparable in size to the Prius and is going to be the most affordable hybrid, priced under $20,000, which makes it very attractive. Their arguments are these electric cars are interesting, but there's a lot of work to be done on the battery. And so they would rather see lots of people in hybrids near term. They think that's going to make a bigger difference environmentally than coming up with these plug-in hybrids, which are going to be more expensive and aren't going to be offered for the next couple of years.
If oil prices stay low, I'm wondering if domestic automakers will stay the course of these more energy efficient cars. It sounds like they want the government to force consumers into that market.
Well, the government's obviously placing a priority on this. And what they're very much hoping is that the government fuels demand by creating tax incentives for these vehicles. They have the ability to do that. Congress has the ability to do that. I think they've invested so much now that there's really no reversing course. The problem is that customers are very fickle. If gas prices are low, they're going to go back to their conventional internal combustion engines. When gas prices were high this past summer, there was a huge cry for these alternative fuel, more fuel-efficient vehicles. The problem is that automakers need to plan months and months in advance to bring out these vehicles. So now they're on course to do that. It would be very difficult for them to switch course at this point.
While Honda's coming out with this new version of the Insight and Toyota's coming out with a third generation of the Prius, GM's trumpeting the Volt, Ford is going after smaller engines with turbo power. Why are they taking that approach?
Well, it's actually quite a prudent approach. They've got this hybrid Ford Fusion, which gets 41 miles per gallon. And they've got this super turbocharged engine, which can boost fuel efficiency, you know, 20 to 30%. And their argument is, let's use more conventional motors to do this because it gets into an affordability issue. They basically can provide the power of a V8 engine in a V6 engine, and consumers still want that power. They want low costs, so they figure that this new technology can go quite far in getting a lot of fuel efficiency and not requiring consumers to pay upfront premium that other hybrids cost.
It's Julie Halpert, who's been covering the Detroit Auto Show. Thanks, Julie.
Thank you so much.